Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Please join us for these next few moments as we look at the fact that God is omnipotent and what that means for our daily lives. As David said in Psalm 34, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together."
See the stars.
Heavenly Father, thank you for being the great and almighty God that you are. Thank you, Father, that we can rest in the fact that you are omnipotent. Nothing is too hard for you. Thank you, God, for the confidence that we can have as we live each day with all of the trials and challenges and tests that come our way. We can rest in the fact that nothing can touch us that was not passed through your loving hands first and allowed by you in our lives. Thank you, Father, for this time that we can invest with you around who you are as the omnipotent God. Thank you, Father.
is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Indeed, He is able to make me what He wants me to be. Well, the fact that God is sovereign, all-powerful, omnipotent, means that He can keep His promises, and He can do all things. Consider Romans 8, 28 and 29, a verse or verses familiar to many of us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. God can and will conform us to the image of His Son. He has the power. That's why we can rejoice in all things. It's all good. We will do all that we can to plan our ways, of course. But God is the one that directs our steps, and we can rest and have confidence in that fact.
Thank you. change the master plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone. It's fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives reserve its due as
Greetings, everyone. Perry Atkinson here, president of the Dove Broadcasting Network. I want to let you know that after many faithful years as host of Call to Worship, Dave Kersey has decided to retire and move closer to family, and who can blame him for that? Call to Worship has been Dave's passion from the very beginning, a unique hour of beautiful worship and praise music, much of which highlights traditional hymns and beautiful orchestrations. Even though Dave Kersey has retired, Call to Worship will continue with a new host, Gary Roby, a seasoned broadcast professional who also has a passion for traditional worship music to be heard on the air. You can go to Call to Worship today and send Dave a thank you note for his many years as a faithful host. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for making Call to Worship one of the most unique worship programs on radio today. And thank you for your support to keep it on the air. God bless you.
Thank you, Perry. I consider it a great honor and privilege to be the host here on Call to Worship. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And also find us online at www.calltoworship.us.
I stand. You are the Christ, the risen Lamb, the Lamb who sits upon the throne with tender mercies for His own. I praise You now, O risen Lamb. Everything I will be glad.
which I stand.
The solid rock on which I stand.
You are the Christ, the risen Lamb.
You are the Christ, the risen Lamb.
The Lamb who sits upon the throne.
The Lamb who sits upon the throne.
With tender mercies for His own.
With tender mercies for His own.
I praise You now, O risen
Lamb.
Everything I will be glad, for by Your grace You save me, and on Your every word I will depend. Yeah, You're the solid rock on which I stand.
You're the solid rock on which I stand.
You are the Christ, the risen Lamb.
You are the Christ, the risen Lamb.
The Lamb who sits upon the now, oh, risen
Lamb. Praise You now, oh, risen Lamb. Solid rock on which I stand.
You're the solid rock on which I stand.
Solid rock on which I stand.
For by Your grace You save me.
Our solid rock, the omnipotent God, the solid rock on which we can stand, truly a shelter in the time of storm.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm.
There are clearly significant limits to what we humans can do. On the other hand, the Bible says that there is absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing that is impossible for God. Genesis 18, is anything too hard for the Lord? And Job, you learned a lot about the sovereignty and omnipotence of God. He says in chapter 42, I know that thou canst do everything. Isaiah, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Matthew 19, with God, all things are possible. In Revelation 19, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And of course, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In Acts chapter 4, Christians in the early church lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, who hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. And then back in Revelation again, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Looking at Moses' words there in Genesis 35, and God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Note the fact that by God's power, the Almighty, their nation, was fruitful and did multiply. He has the ability to make it so through his own power. As I mentioned a moment ago, Job knew about the omnipotence of God. You can see that Job rested in the fact, in that fact, during his trials. You'll find that he used the term Almighty over 30 times in 42 chapters. Friend, if you are dealing with issues with a family, physical issues, health, financial, or personal challenge, and have reached the limits of your ability, turn to God. His strength and ability are unlimited, just like his love for you. And as Paul encouraged the Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Thank you.
This is a call to worship. I'm Gary Robey, your host here today on A Call to Worship. Thank you for joining us as we've dealt with the fact of God's omnipotence. God is omnipotent. And also want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help to this radio ministry. You can write us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. And you're also very welcome to visit us online at calltoworship.us. That's www.calltoworship.us. And you can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can listen to the programs also and find other valuable information, including details about the songs you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, there There is none.